The Human Development Report is about linking work and human development. We are looking at the changing world of work.
In itself, the UNDP's Work for Human Development Report, complete with graphs, complex animation, and produced interviews like the one you just heard there, goes a long way in showing what creative output can achieve. The report considers work in all its forms, both paid and unpaid, legal and illegal. It looks at when, where, and how people work, and the linkages between this and human development as defined by the UNDP. Helen Clark is the administrator of the UNDP.
What we say is that economic development as such does not automatically translate into human development. So it's very important that governments have clear strategies and vision for how to improve the well-being of people. That means investing in the basics, investing in education, investing in health, having economic strategies which focus on opportunities for the poorest people in the sectors that they work in.
The report concludes that links between work and human development do not exist automatically but need to be built. The report also presents several concrete findings, such as the fact that men account for 2/3 of the world's paid workers and that working women receive 24% less than their male counterparts. Helen Clark.
What about the opportunities for young people? Because there's a huge job deficit for youth. Globally. What about the position of women? If women had more equal access and opportunity to the world of work, wouldn't that enhance their well-being and also lift whole economies and societies? What it will take to achieve more sustainable development, and now, of course, to implement this ambitious new climate agreement that has come out of Paris. This is going to be disruptive to traditional jobs in fossil fuel. But there will be new job opportunities come out of this.
For Florent Gilles, the Africa director of the International Federation of Human Rights here in Paris, the idea of having decent work is key to the continent's growth.
The right to work and the right also to be protected as a worker is fundamental for the development of a country, and especially in Africa, regarding the incredible progress and results of Africa in terms of economy of the last decades. Now the main challenge of Africa is to legalize this work and to give some protection to workers. Of course, this will have consequences in terms of democracy, governance, and the stability for the continent.
According to the UNDP report, some 1.5 billion people are working in jobs with inadequate protections. Helen Clark says the notion of prioritizing paid work is particularly important for African leaders to consider.
Often governments have the National Development Plan, the Transformation Plan, but actually to really sustainably lift people out of poverty and give them a chance to have a decent life, they need income, they need jobs. I've been asked a very interesting question in Ethiopia today about, isn't cheap labour a comparative advantage in a low-income country? And I made the point that low-cost labour is not the same thing as exploitative labour.
The full report runs hundreds of pages long and can be found on the UNDP's website.